I think as influencers, we have let people down. We have told people false narratives. We have let people to believe that life is so perfect, that nothing is gonna go wrong in your life. That once you overcome the hard stuff, which will never show you, life will be great. That is the biggest lie. I mean, the biggest lie. And I had this concept came to me of false realities. We make people think that once you heal, you'll never experience pain again. Once you overcome, you'll never be in another scenario to be triggered again. And that is so far from the truth. Just because you've overcame something doesn't mean you won't be triggered to experience those same feelings again. But what you can understand is you'll have more tools to be equipped to better handle the scenario the next time it happens. It's inevitable. When I get on stages, I still have fear. I still get anxious, like, oh my goodness. But I had to tell myself, you know what? Let's think more positive. This is actually excitement. This is adrenaline. You know what I'm saying? That the fear doesn't just surpass and succumb, it still happens. And I think about when I got baptized. When I tell you people put so much fear in me, it was like you had some people, oh my goodness, this is so good, this is so great, like, oh my goodness, I'm so excited for you. But then I had a lot of people tell me, you know, oh, the enemy coming to get you, he gonna do this, and you gonna experience that. And it was just so many negative things, and I was just like, I'm a little nervous. God, you say do this, but they're, you know, freaking me out a little bit. And what people didn't tell me is, yes, hard days will come. The enemy will probably be more at your neck than he was before you got baptized. You will experience conviction on another level. Absolutely. Facts. But what they didn't tell me is, baby, you have the armor of God. You are protected by any of those attacks. You have the word as your weapon. And if I would have known those things, I wouldn't have never walked into the experience afraid. I would have walked into it bold and ready to conquer. And God had to reveal that to me. He said in his word, you know, it is considered good joy to endure. I said, why would it be a good thing to endure? I see you got it written here. Your word is your word. But why should I be happy to endure? And I was reading Romans, and Paul was saying, when you endure, it builds character. It builds strength in you. You become a better person. When you have a challenge at hand, you become better, and you're better equipped to face said challenge. And so I think about that. Understand this. Just because you overcame a thing does not mean you'll never experience the same feelings again. You certainly will, but you will be more equipped to handle it. Life does not get easy. If life is easy for you, you're not growing, you're not developing, and you're not becoming all that you're supposed to be. But when life becomes challenging, those are the opportunities to recognize, like, oh, I'm becoming better. Okay, God, you gave me this assignment because you wanted to see a greater version of me be produced here. Got it. All right, cool. And I'm not saying that's gonna always be your response. Initially, sometimes it's still a little tussle. But when you can get through that moment, that uncomfortable space, and step into it, like, okay, cool, God, let's do it. I'm with you. I know that I'm equipped to handle this situation. I know that you are with me. I'm not alone. So let's go through it. Let's build character. Let's get wiser. Let's be more creative. Let's be more innovative, whatever the thing is. But stepping into it, because life does not get easier. It just doesn't. But you get better. You get better. And, you know, I want to leave you with this, because we got to unlock these limited beliefs. We got to unlock the limitations of, you know, life. I saw this video on Instagram and they said my life would be like this, or, you know, she's doing that. And I just know one day I'm going to have a life like that. Baby, you know, that's her life. Focus on yours. Focus on what God is trying to develop in you. Your life is for you. God knows what you need in this season. He knows what areas are weak and need to be strengthened. So trust him. Trust that he's with you, he's equipped you, and that you have what it takes to get through. Amen. All right. I had to give that to you because we just be walking around with, like, that's the reason why we don't overcome as easily, because we just, like, it's so out of reach. We feel like, oh my goodness, it's going to take so much out of me to, like, get over this thing. And once you realize that, baby, it's going to keep happening. And if you don't do something about it, you're going to have the same reaction. Once you can get to that honesty and, you know, realness with yourself, you will start to make changes. Like, oh, okay, well, it's not going to stop. Oh, so I just need to do something better to handle it because it's going to constantly show up no matter what level of life I'm at. Yeah. And that's the truth. So we got to stop as people of influence, you know, business owners, whatever we call ourselves these days. We got to stop with these false narratives. We got to stop making people believe that life is just going to be so sweet once you've made it to the top. Where is the top? There's so many different levels to go beyond the top. I don't know. But that's just my opinion. We have to stop. Stop with the false realities. And we got to just be honest with people. It doesn't get easier. I'm sorry, sweetheart. It's just more work. It is more work. And I have to tussle every day. I have to go through a new challenge every day. You think shooting content just gets easier? It doesn't. It does not. It is a tussle. Maybe not every day, but there are still tussles that take place. Maybe it was a tussle today, though. I can tell you that. When I learned in the gym, I asked my trainer, I said, okay, you know, the gym gurus, they be in there all day. You know, they be happy posting in their content. You know, they work out in. You know, they can't even breathe without working out. Like, I'm going to experience that, right? He said, no, working out doesn't just get easier. I said, what? Like, why am I here then if it's just not going to get easier? He's like, no, it's going to get harder. You're going to keep upping your weight and it's going to get even more challenging, but you're going to keep pushing through. And I had to accept that. When I realized that the gym isn't going to be easier, I have to channel into another side of my brain. All right, neurons, let's figure something new out. How can we connect to this part of our life? How can we find opportunity working out? So I shifted my mindset. I said, oh, when I work out, it helps me know that I can handle challenges. It helps me build more strength. We think working out is physical. Baby, it's so much more mental than you realize. I have to constantly be checking into different areas of my brain that I didn't even know I could tap into. When I'm working out on a certain muscle, baby, if I'm working out legs, you think you're just working out your legs? Maybe you're working out muscles within your legs. You're not just working out your glutes. There are quads. There are certain areas in your legs that you have to connect with mentally so that you are working and forming the right muscles. Because if not, you're just pushing. What are you squeezing? What are you working on? What are you developing? You have to connect to certain areas of your body so that you may be able to be strengthened in those areas. Now I'm going left field. Let me bring it back center. The point of the matter is life and challenges, it just don't go away. You have to be open to receive, to do the work and to receive the feedback so that you can grow. You got to be okay with enduring. God literally gave us a fruit of the spirit, which is long suffering. It takes a level of maturity to understand why God thinks it's good to suffer long. But when you recognize, and I don't got it all figured out, let me be clear. This is something that I'm learning. Recognizing that it really builds you. You can really handle life differently. You handle people differently. You handle stress differently. You just respond so much, so different when you can really mature and tap into what God says endurance truly is. So let's unlock those limitations and get beyond our limited beliefs and let's do better. Okay? I see you. Bye.